Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 86.
Thank you for tuning in, being with me on Table Talk. And we have been covering for weeks now the subject of fear. And as you all might imagine, not how to have fear, but how to eliminate it out of your life. And so we're going to go close to the same direction, talking about those that are emotionally, spiritually disturbed as to the things that are going on. And when they say, you know what, if you don't know what something's happening or going on in your life or around the world, you must be living under a rock. Well, I think we're in that time frame right now. And so if you don't know what's going on in our world right now, you are really in a very remote location, because every single corner of our world is experiencing some kind of fallout from COVID-19. And it began for some nations as soon as the end of December, but into more in January to the present. And some folks, maybe until March, until present. And it has hit a wave, if you want to put it that way, a wave, and then went down, dissipated. And then for some countries, into the second wave of cases. And some are saying maybe even a third wave might be coming of COVID-19. And the whole point is, do we succumb? Do we give in? Do we roll over and say, all right, I'll just roll with the punches, because it is what it is. It is what it is. There is no escaping. And so I've tried to do everything I should be doing, social distancing and washing my hands and using hand sanitizer and, of course, the mask, and on it goes. But beyond that, there have been many, many, many businesses. I was listening to the radio coming in today talking about how many service industry businesses are out of business in New York City, just the one biggest city in the United States. And it was thousands of them. But thousands of businesses mean thousands of owners. That means tens of thousands of employees that have not had a paycheck for a long, long time. They have received a little bit from the federal government, and thank God for that, the stimulus package, and on it goes. But that was used up, and now it's gone. And they're saying, well, where's my next one? My next stimulus, my next paycheck, my next whatever, because the rent is still due. We still need to eat as a family. We still need transportation money, whether that be for a train ticket, a bus ticket, or fuel in your car. And life has to go on. And so, what do I do? And the best thing that we should be doing as the body of Christ is go to the Word of God, go to the source of our strength, and then pray as we never have before. And so, it's amazing how much time we spend talking to other people. Some people take time talking to themselves. But how much time have you talked to God? And I would just, I'm going to use a word here that's not a good word, but I would just bet that most folks spend more time talking to people than they do God. And if you'd spend more time talking, but listen to this, listening to what he has to say, you might be further down the road than you've ever been before. And a lot of people are upset that I can't get to my work, I can't get to my job. But that should have created more time with your family. Not an irritating time, no, but a good time with your family, and discover once again the reason for family, and your spouse, and your children, and your friends. But number one, remembering that we are the body of Christ, and our mission in life is to reach out to those that need help desperately. And so there is a key scripture that we've used against fear when we first started, and we're going to start with that one again. It is 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 that tells us that God has not given to us a spirit of fear. Now, there are natural things to be afraid of. And so, in other words, I'm afraid I will get really hurt if I step in front of a truck. That is a good thing. Don't step in front of trucks. Or if a bear happened upon me and I was in the woods, that would not be a good thing either. But God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And a lot of people are confused, they're upset. And the deal is this, if you listen to the news today, it'd be easy to be confused and upset because they have conflicting information all the time. Yesterday was a bad thing to do. Today, all of a sudden, it's a good thing to do. Next week, again, is going to turn into a bad thing to do. Then the week after that is going to be the right thing to do. And if you take for granted every single thing that we're hearing on the newscast as the law or the way it is, you're going to be very disappointed. And it's easy to see how anybody could be confused. But God has not given that spirit of fear to you. And a spirit is an entity that can be and should be rebuked in the name of Jesus. Because as believers, we have authority from heaven to come against evil in his name, not in your name. You just can't say, well, I rebuke you. Well, maybe you do rebuke it, but the power is in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that spirit of fear and of instability and of confusion in the name of Jesus, and then replace those things with the positive, good, dynamic, powerful, dunamis Word of God. And that's how we're going to get through this thing day by day by day until it's just a bygone memory. Thanks for being with me today on Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.